There's been a lot of snow lately for snowmobilers around central New York, but last year's slow season has impacted funding for the clubs who maintain the trails. WRVO's Duri Lawrence reports.
Along the tree-lined bank of a very frozen Erie Canal, Jim Rolfe is grooming a trail for snowmobiles.
We live in central New York. You can either complain about it, you can move, or you can enjoy it.
Rolfe is a founding member of the West Rome Riders. It's clubs like these that maintain New York's 10,000 miles of snowmobile trails, building bridges, putting up signs, and grooming the snow.
There's about seven of us that do this for the club. We're out probably 5 days a week, usually at night.
Clubs pay for trail upkeep with grants from the state. Those are funded by snowmobile registration fees that riders pay every year. But last year, snowmobilers say many people didn't register because the snow wasn't very good. That meant that this year, the clubs got about two-thirds of the money they usually receive.
We can make up a portion of what we're going to lose this year, but if this happens, you know, 2 years in a row, clubs like ours aren't going to be able to keep doing it.
Business was bad last year. We didn't sell much. No one bought anything until it snowed this year.
In Rome, Cole Virgilito stands behind the counter at Cycle Shack Polaris, a winter sports store, next to a plastic jar that reads West Rome Riders Groomer Fuel Donations.
Get a little farther north on Tug Hill, like all the businesses, everybody there, that's all they rely on.
Club members say they'll have to hike up fundraising efforts this season, but they're thankful that the snow this year is getting more riders on the trails. In Oneida County, I'm Duri Lawrence, WRVO News.